Karen, thanks so much. One day, Paul, I'm in London, and the wonderful Gonzalo Vina, who was commanding Parliament for Bloomberg News, says, come on over. You'll love this. So I go over, and it's all, you know, people have wigs on and,
sure,
you know, robes and all that. And I'm hanging out, and I didn't realize it, but it was a presentation of the budget by the government.
Okay.
And it was so civil and beautiful how they did it, and everything was perfect. And I yearn for that. I think we used to be like that in America, but it's disappeared.
It's disappeared. And for folks that are on that Washington congressional beat, it is business is back in business. Tom and I were under the impression up until recently that our good friends in Congress went away for the entire summer, kind of like Europeans. But no, they actually work through the months of June and July. And then take August off. But let's check in with Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg government reporter. Jack, again, Tom and I are now better educated. We understand that Congress is actually working. Stuff does get done here in June and July. What is the to-do list for our good friends in Washington?
The to-do list this summer before August is taking the ideas of cuts that were written into the debt limit bill and trying to make them a reality, or in some cases, some lawmakers want to undo that. But I guess the specifics of what you heard about in the debt limit deal, limiting the growth of spending, cutting it early and then limiting the growth of spending, answering the questions of how you do that, what programs get cut the most, what happens to the military, what does that mean for Ukraine funding and other foreign aid, basically turning that into a dozen annual government funding bills and sorting out all of those questions is what they want to do this summer.
Is the process the same as we studied in the school, or is this a new process?
No, they have not invented a new process, but they would like to. The process as it exists was set in 1974 that says you do a budget framework, and then you do your appropriations bills. They don't really do the budget framework. They essentially have one from the debt limit deal. But again, you talk to senators and you hear a number of people in both parties saying, we didn't really like those spending limits. We would like to get around them. We would like to do supplemental spending bills that are exempt from the limits in that. And then in the House, maybe it's a bit more regular order. It's more partisan. It's essentially the Republicans doing their conservative vision of how to follow up on that. But no, starting out with a debt limit crisis or standoff is very much not how it was dreamt of in the beginning.
Is there anything in print? Like, is there like, you know, Paul, a brief or a beige book or the Kirkpatrick book? I mean, the Fitzpatrick book? Is anything on paper?
Yes, they are. Again, they're kind of working on putting it into paper. And so on the House side, they are roughly halfway through putting out their bills and doing markups. The Senate has just gotten started. They put out two of the 12 bills. So they want everything to be on paper and hash out those fights of, you know, if we're cutting it, how much do we cut from Health and Human Services versus border security? They want to do that by the end of July and hold votes on that. But it's a difficult process taking those ideas and actually getting it onto paper.
Jack, who's really driving the bus here? Are there one or two or three individuals that we should really focus on?
You know, I think the Senate drives the bus if they do their jobs and they mark up their bills and hold votes because they do more bipartisan work. So if they keep sort of putting in the effort as they appear to be, I would definitely look to Susan Collins, who's the top Republican on the Appropriations Committee, because she'll kind of dictate how bipartisan it's going to be as the top minority member there. And also because she, again, has said she doesn't like these spending caps set in the debt limit deal. She wants extra Ukraine aid, extra maybe border security, a number of things. So if there is an attempt to overthrow what you saw in the debt limit deal, Susan Collins would be a very important person to watch.
So where are we with Ukraine? That seems to be, again, continues to be top of mind here, given the news we saw in Russia over the weekend. Where is aid to Ukraine? Is it subject to these caps? Can they spend whatever they need to spend? Where are we with that?
So the caps are very broad. The Congress has a history of when they make spending limitations, they start poking holes in them. And Ukraine is one of the top things mentioned as something that should be exempted from the caps, set aside from that. There's a bit of a divide, though, between the House and the Senate. Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, they have said, let's just get around these spending limits. We don't like them anyway. Ukraine is a top priority. The House Republicans have not entirely downplayed the idea of more aid to Ukraine, but they want to maybe offset it with cuts elsewhere, maybe have a more difficult conversation and a limited conversation about that. So the Republican versus Republican divide between the House and Senate is an important thing to watch with regard to Ukraine aid.
Jack, thank you. Jack, I learned a lot there.
Yeah.
I mean,
civics.
Jair's enthusiasm for this.
I know.
He actually reads the entire budget. It's like 1,700 pages.
Yeah, better him than me, that's for sure.